Chapter 48. I heard the chaotic thought-speak voices of crying, dying Andalites in my head.
Main engines down! We have lost maneuvering power!
We're at dead stop!
Break off! Break off! He's on me!
I looked down at my display. The Star Sword lay helpless, unable to move. Yerk bugfighters swarmed around her, firing Dracon beams at maximum power. The defenses were failing. As I watched, one of the dome ship's engines was blown completely away from the ship. An explosion without sound in the vacuum of space. The Yerk pool ship sat like a fat spider gloating over its kill. The Star Sword was finished. The Yerks could finish her off at leisure. But still, the warriors aboard the dome ship fought on. I heard their thought-speak cries to the few remaining Andalite fighters.
Sirion, watch out! Bugfighter on your tail! Separate the dome! Give them two targets to deal with!
And then,
to all fighters, this is the captain. We are beginning self-destruct sequence. Clear the area. If anyone is still alive out there, get clear of the Star Sword. We will implode the engines and blow a hole in space. Maybe we can take some of those bugfighters down with us. Self-destruct in 3 minutes,
he said heavily, and then added,
We have done our duty.
Now there was a new ship on my view screen, all black, shaped like some ancient battle axe. The blade ship of Avisser. It swooped in close to the doomed, powerless Star Sword, and with its Dracon beams, it began to slice away the remaining two engines. The Star Sword would not be allowed to self-destruct.
Fighters! Any fighters! Try to draw that blade ship off!
The captain's call went unanswered. There were no fighters left. So this was the battle the Elemist wanted me to join. This was where I was supposed to be. I called up ship-to-ship communications.
Hang on, Star Sword. I'll take care of that blade ship. Who is that?
Elfingor. Arist Elfingor Serenial Shamtul.
What by all the bloody tales of Krangar are you doing here?
It's a long story, Captain. I hope I'll have the chance to tell it to you. I switched channels to broadcast in the open, on a frequency the Yerks would monitor. I aimed the fighter straight at the blade ship. I punched up a nice, medium burn. And then I called up the blade ship. Andalite fighter, calling the Yerk Visser. A Hork-Bajir face appeared on the monitor.
Who are you to call upon the Visser? If you are pleading for mercy, I can laugh at you as well as he.
Pleading for mercy? Not likely.
Tell the Visser that an old friend is here to see him. Tell him that Elfingor has come to finish what we began in a vortex a long time ago. In a flash, the screen image changed, and there was the Andalite face that had once belonged to War Prince Alaran.
You!
He cried. I have to congratulate you on escaping from that black hole. And I hear you've been promoted, Yerk. Visser 3. Very impressive. But I have to tell you, Yerk, I am aimed straight for your ship. And in exactly 10 seconds, I will punch up maximum burn. At this distance, it will take me less than 2 seconds to impact your ship.
You're bluffing.
10. 9.
You'll be killed as well as me.
Yes, I would. 7. 6.
All Dracon beams on that fighter!
Visser 3 shouted to his crew. The blade ship turned to bring its Dracon beams forward, where they could be aimed at me. You don't have enough time, Visser, I said. And once I punch a maximum burn, it'll be too late. 4. 3. His main eyes blazed hatred at me. 2. 1.
Get us out of here! Top speed!
Visser 3 screamed at his helmsman. The blade ship's engines glowed bright, and the ship broke away from the Star Sword.
You think you've won, Andalite?
Visser 3 sneered.
You're still just one fighter, and your dome ship is crippled. I'll swing around, move off, and finish you in my own good time.
I wouldn't swing around just yet, Visser. See, you've cost me too much, and I'm going to put an end to you right now.
Computer, maximum burn!
Foosh! My engines lit up, and I was blown back across the fighter's cramped bridge.
Boom!
My fighter hit the neck of the blade ship, slicing the diamond-shaped bridge away from the rest of the ship. But I didn't see that. The impact knocked me out and tore both the fighter's engines and its shredder completely off. I should have died, but I didn't. Minutes after I crippled the blade ship, the Andalite dome ship Tailstrike came out of zero space less than a light year away. The Yerks decided it was time to leave. Their pool ship put a containment field around the parts of the broken blade ship and made for zero space. When I woke up, back aboard the Star Sword, I was already a hero. The lost heiress, who had returned mysteriously years after disappearing and had flown as fighter in a bold suicide mission. I had saved the Star Sword. I was made a full warrior. The captain himself told me that I would be a prince within a couple of years. I had plenty of time, while recovering from my injuries, to figure out what to tell the captain. I considered all sorts of lies, but in the end, I told him everything. I wanted someone to know, now that Lauren no longer did. I told the captain everything, except for the location of the time matrix. When I was done, he looked at me for a long time in silence. At last, he said,
"You realize, Elfangor, that this story will never become public. You are a great hero, and our people need heroes. The details of your story would just confuse the issue."
"But Captain, I committed mutiny against War Prince Alaran. I failed to save Arbon. And in the end, I ran away." He looked at me very seriously.
"Young warrior, do you think I don't know what happened to Alaran? Do you think I don't know about the quantum virus he unleashed in the battle for the Hork-Bajir world? Alaran was my friend. When we were young aerists together, he was a gentle, decent youngster. And funny, he loved to joke and play tricks."
"Alaran?" I blurted without thinking.
"Yes, Alaran. But war does terrible things to people. Some it raises to greatness. Others, it destroys. You did not mutiny against Alaran. You defended the beliefs he used to hold dear. You stood up for the people."
It was strange. I felt like crying, but I no longer had human eyes. So I cried the way an Andalite does, inside, in my hearts.
"As for running away to this earth place, no one can be brave every minute of every day. No one can be brave all the time. And now, you have a second chance. We need warriors like you, Elfangor. Warriors who will not forget why they are fighting. Will you stand by the people in this awful time? Will you fight? Will you be their hero?"
I guess his words should have made me feel good. I had wanted once to be a hero. But now I saw what it meant. I could imagine the price I would have to pay. The things I might have to do. I could feel the weight of it settling down on me like a 1,000-pound stone. "Yes, Captain," I said. "I will fight."